Welcome back. Let me see. Okay. Hello, welcome back. The waiting is for Sebastian. There he is.
We have a slight problem. I opened the
Sorry?
CD-ROM box.
Can I get a glass of coffee?
No.
Okay.
You can't. Sorry.
So I'll just cancel
you're in my world, I have no time either, so.
it. Well, this is live. Sorry, Edel?
Yeah, I opened the CD-ROM box.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
That's all right.
People, welcome back with the second meeting. For now, on the schedule are a few points. First of all, the opening, which we are doing now. Second, I received some new project requirements. I'm not sure if you received them as well, but I will tell you about it. Then the three of you prepared a presentation, I think. Sebastian? Roel? Ruud?
Almost.
Almost. Okay. Then we'll do your one as la the last. The top goal of
Talk
this.
about your presentation from here, I believe.
We will figure that out.
Okay.
Can you try to.
If it's wireless, I could just
Yeah,
join the.
we will
I
see.
don't think it's wireless. Or it is.
It is,
Yeah?
yeah.
Okay, great.
The top goal of this meeting is to reach a decision on the product, on the target group, and the functions of the remote control. So keep that in mind. We have 40 minutes, so it's now. Yeah, okay. The new project requirements. First of all, we didn't speak about it, but we should not support data text in the remote. Because our board feels that teletext is out of date and internet is replacing teletext. So we are not even going to try to implement it in our product. It's a board decision. The remote control should only be used for television because it's not feasible. It's not we cannot make it because of the time to market that we have to deal with. The third requirement is that we should focus on customers that are younger than 40, which is important for you, Ruud, and as well for Roel, because the product should be interesting and should be bought by people younger than 40. Then for Roel as well, important, the corporate image should be recognizable in our product. So the colors and the slogan do have to be in the product. Is that clear? Any questions on these requirements? No? Okay. The individual presentations. Roel or Sebastian, who of you would like to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
We discussed this already in the previous discussion. The method of the remote control is just the function of remote control is basically to send messages to television sets. So that was the main important thing
Yeah.
that the remote control should do. Then I found two different kinds of remote controls. The multifunction remote control with many possibilities, but the lack of the feeling I already mentioned in the previous discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it is used for more control with less possibilities, but a great feeling in touching the buttons.
Yeah.
My personal preference were ease of the ease to use remote control, because the user friendliness and can be more trendy in user design. But your new goal was for people than less than 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the multifunction can be implemented in our design, but it should, I think, it should be a combination. The teletext buttons are not in our design, so it should take out, well, 8 buttons or so. But in my opinion, the ease to use RC is the best possibility for us.
Okay. Ruud, did you get that?
Yeah, most.
Okay, so the important thing here is.
And it's also indeed Ruud's insight in the topic.
In the market.
Yeah. What does the market want? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We will.
User friendliness. I should choose for the ease of use remote control.
Yeah. Okay. Sebastian.
Design requirements, so there are some changes in the method also. Basically, all this device has to do is send messages to a TV set, and the most easy way to do this is by sending pulses of infrared light to a TV set. Well, I wanted to implement a picture here, but it's hardly visible. Can you see it?
No, it's not visible.
There's an energy source here. Basically, they're connected to three things. The user interface, connected to the chip, which is connected to the SIM, which generates messages using infrared light, which are sent to the receiver. That's basically the idea. And there's a little picture just for your imagination how a device like this should look or can look. Okay. What have I found? Usually, these kind of things consist of a battery, infrared, buttons, chips, and circuit boards. That's all. It's cased together, nothing more than that. It's almost every piece of equipment, every TV set is controlled infrared. There are some exceptions, but most of all, infrared controls. And the more luxury and remote controls have nothing buttons. And I think that's
glow in the dark concept.
Yes, and it's a little bit more fancy also.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a basic scheme of the things which are implemented. Basically, this is all there is. There's just one chip. There are a few buttons connected. The buttons are lit. And the whole thing is transmitted by an infrared diode. And there's another power source here. So that's basically the total design of this piece of equipment.
So it's fairly easy.
Many times before.
Okay.
We should succeed in our plan to do this.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So, personally, I think we should use infrared, because otherwise our device cannot communicate with almost every TV set. So, I think that should be good.
Okay.
Another important point is we really should use energy sparse friendly components. They are specially designed. Energy-friendly components, which consume far less power than conventional components. And if we want to use a rechargeable design or energy-safe design, we should really implement it. For cost-effectiveness, we should really use a very low cost circuit board, because most of the production costs are in this part of the equipment.
Okay.
And the money we save by using this, we can use for elaborate fancy lighting techniques, blinking LEDs and all that kind of fancy stuff. I think our users will really like this.
And what if we use the LEDs? Does it use much more energy or?
No, the power friendly LEDs also, so we can use them. So that's no problem.
For the same costs?
They're a little bit more expensive, but by
combining with the low cost circuit boards,
we can make it.
Well, you could only lit the buttons that use the most, so the channel switching.
Yeah, but the question is whether two or four buttons makes such a difference in the costs if you already plan to include fancy lighting techniques, I guess.
I think it's the same as in the cell phone, just one light in the device that shines in all the buttons. And that's for.
Well, it's not one light, there are more LEDs in.
Yeah, but not for each button,
no, one LED.
Okay.
So, well, this should be it.
Okay. Okay, Ruud. Okay, well, we are very curious to what the market will feel about such a product. So any income is welcome. Input. Okay.
Yeah.
But since the other part is 40% of the market, I thought earlier we might want to concentrate that portion of the market. But since the requirements changed, that's not a good idea. Well, skip this.
Yeah.
Lots of people complain they can't find their remote control, so we might want to build a feature to support them. Some audio signal. Like
okay. Well, that's interesting.
Finding function.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Yes.
It separates our product from others as well.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Okay, so that's what the market tells us.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Volume and the Z buttons are mostly used.
Z buttons most volume. They are most used a lot, but more than
volume. Just have design. Perfect design for those only those buttons.
Yes.
The first.
We should focus on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the technical. There are no technical difficulties. There's no elaborate technique used in this kind of equipment. So
I don't think we have any hiccups there. So we can fully concentrate on developing a product that is really what the market needs. So maybe it's a good idea to think about these buttons.
The sound signal.
And the sound
signal. One thing I'm just wondering, the sound signal, from where do you execute
well, maybe like clapping in your hands, like turning on and off the light.
Maybe you'll
there are some devices who incorporate this technique already. There are video sets, and they have a special button, the find the remote control button. You press it, and your TV set starts to make a kind of weird sound, and your remote controls then start
report response to it.
But
yeah, because we do not have a home
we want to make so it's as easy as possible for our customers.
Okay.
So
what about the clapping technique? Because you see.
Sebastian will find one solution for us.
It's quite complicated. Because how can you separate the clapping sound from other sounds?
Well, you see it a lot in light. Lightning.
Basically, the characteristics of clapping is just an increase in the volume.
Yeah,
the
peak. Yeah.
Sound, which is generated a few times within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But there are many other sounds which are exactly the same from the point of view.
If you'd be watching a movie, it would constantly beep.
Yeah, that's true.
So we don't
but we can have just a home station, a base station next to the TV, just a little antenna or something
like that.
Well, if you
well,
something, I don't think people would bother walking to the TV and press that button.
No, I don't think
because they lost their remote. That's
no,
just
the most important thing for people is that there's a central point to which they can go.
Yeah.
Perform some kind of humbling, and then the remote control reports itself. So we should use that. We should use something like that. You do not want another device which can be everywhere in the house, which you have to find first before you can find your remote control.
Just a base station next to the TV or something like that.
But
that
will be very costly, I think.
Yeah,
so
maybe. We do agree on the thing that the remote should have such a function, if it's possible within the costs and all that kind of things. Maybe Sebastian should have a detailed look later on and come up with a solution,
yeah.
Because that's his field of expertise.
Yes. But before I do that, I want to warn you that by implementing this kind of function, the technical design will become more complicated,
mm-hmm.
And it will become more costly also,
yeah.
Because there will be additional components which will be used. There are some.
But do we even prefer sound above the LEDs, the lightning?
Well, I think so, because when you have a newspaper
it's
over
a
your remote control,
item,
you cannot see it.
Yeah, it's a distinction in the market. It's a different,
power.
Exactly. It's an unique feature, and I think it's worth looking and probably more interesting than the lights.
Just about the user interface, I came up with an easy remote control and an advanced remote control.
Yeah.
What should we choose in design?
Yeah, well. According to Ruud, people do not use all the extra features very, very often. So, okay.
Well, we won't support Teletext, which was the third most, the second most used function.
Okay. Well, we do have a wise board, so I'm not questioning that. Yeah. Okay, so on the relevance scale, the channel selection, the volume selection, and the teletext. Well, we skip
yeah.
that.
Well,
okay.
So just the basic functions. And we don't have to use it for DVD players and all kind
no.
of stuff.
No.
So that's out of the question.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just for the easy.
I think we should go for the easy
and
one.
It's a nice design when there are not many buttons in it.
Well, we should save costs by not implementing a lot of functions. The money that we can save from that, we should use for having a nice design.
Yeah.
About
okay, Ruud, how do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you think the market would respond to a simple?
Well, if we include other innovative functions,
mm-hmm.
Then they might, because young people like new features.
Yeah. Okay, so this is kind of a...
Just a few buttons, trendy design, nice lightning effects,
okay.
Well,
and
sound.
Maybe there's another possibility. You can make it look like an easy piece of equipment, but it's quite elaborated because it has many functions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to make it look like a very friendly, easy to catch piece of equipment, but
But are we not in the manual? I mean, if you have few buttons, no display. I mean, I guess it's working with shift functions, and one button can.
Like that. Well, I was more thinking about a more elaborate way of controlling by these kinds of sticks or something like that. I don't know if it's user friendly. That's your field of expertise.
Yeah.
But how does how does the remote report give back to the user in what state it is? Because we do not implement a user display.
But there's no way to do that because we cannot implement that kind of the system.
I know, but if we use like a stick, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can use the light for that. When you move the stick to a position, maybe a light next to it can light up. So you know. Push the button, or change the channel, or tune up the volume, something like that.
And if you use that stick for volume control and channel selection, you would have the two most important functions.
Yeah.
In one.
And we could have other buttons for the advanced functions.
Instead of the stick, like many cell phones, just around. Well,
yeah. Draw it on the board. Yeah, it can break down.
Just around the button should be the trick, I think.
Yes, and this also looks more fancy, I think. I think it will attract more public, I think.
And it's also quite useful. It'll attract younger people because it's well, new, and it might attract older people because it's easy to use.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Okay, but we're still in the question of putting in advanced options. Ruud just told us the market is interested in some advanced new techniques. However, keeping it simple is important for the costs and all those kind of things. We need to find a balance between the advanced techniques and the user friendliness.
But I think our next step to look at is just that. So I don't think it's we have something to do. We can't discuss it right now because no one of us has the information to discuss about that.
We do have to decide this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to have the user function the functions
mm-hmm.
decided, and our target audience.
Okay. Teletext is so is just.
Do you want a list of functions? Do you want an explicit list which incorporates all functions available on the device?
Well, I do not want a full. It's not necessary to have a full list, but I want. The kind of functions, for example, the most important are volume and program selecting. Well, for example, that's what we should think about. Really, how is the remote going to look? Not in the user interface, but
the program to program button, the switch to two channels. When you have something on channel 4 and something on channel 6.
Yeah. A bit of a split mode, dual channel watch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I should write that down. Ruud, what's your last name?
Mewson,
because I was writing it down in the last... Mewson, right. I put all the minutes I make into the shared folder, so if you want to have a look at it, you know where to find it. Yeah, that's if you want to do it, Sebastian. Okay. Okay, volume, program, dual channel. And do we want 10 digits? Yeah.
Is that so relevant? Because I don't think you should.
I wouldn't buy personally if it remote control without the 10 digits.
Okay, I can imagine.
I think
I agree, actually.
I can imagine.
Elder people would buy
encoder, and you have, well, about 600 channels. I can imagine you want this. But if you're a regular TV user and you just want to watch the Dutch television network, well, you can. About 10 buttons.
But we do have 13 different Dutch channels.
Yeah. Well,
how
people only
how
use
how
five
often do you watch all these channels?
Often.
The younger audience, they'll probably watch more channels than the old people. So,
you're probably right. Yeah, okay. But I think these 10 buttons look a bit dull, don't you think?
Well, it depends on the looks, on the...
Then there should be... Should done
you You can make them very fancy by, I mean, Nokia. They have 10 digits on their phones, and it still looks very fancy. So I do not agree.
Okay, so you can experiment by shape or size or color.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, speech.
Well, maybe that can be combined with the find the remote control.
Yeah.
So when you add speech recognition to your remote control, it's very easy to change channel.
Yeah.
And it's very easy
to find
the remote control.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a possibility, but I'm afraid it will be a bit costly. Maybe when we...
If we would... drop the 10 digits, mm-hmm. but keep the program and the volume, because maybe people do not always want to use their voice.
Especially old people don't like voice recognition, so then we should implement such a button.
Yeah, but we do focus on younger people. It's a board decision.
I think it should work. We should manage that.
So we have to,
okay.
to make a decision between the 10 digits or the voice.
Yes. Well, the voice recognition has the main has another advantage. It makes it very easy for us to implement find the remote control button, remote control
mm-hmm.
function. So
okay.
That's a big advantage, I think.
Okay. Good. Okay.
There's only one disadvantage by implementing this. The power saving will be a bit more difficult. So we can expect that there will be a less longer life to the batteries.
Mm.
Maybe we can think something smart about it.
Yeah.
There are some hybrid devices which incorporate a solar panel and rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So
But
you leave the device in a light room, it charges itself.
But can we manage it for the costs? Because it seems like a very...
maybe no.
If
I'll have to
could
find
include a cradle in which it could recharge,
yes.
then
so
that would be a big problem.
No, that's very cheap.
Is the cradle very cheap?
Oh, it's very cheap. That's no problem. It's just a case with two metal contacts.
I know, but there should be an adapter as well.
Yes, but the mass production, they're very cheap. So
okay.
It will cost us practically nothing.
Okay, we have about 10 minutes left this meeting. I would like to hear maybe you all have things not spoken about yet, but that are important. Ruud, you came up with the voice recognition data. Are there other things about the market we should know?
I think we dealt with the most important information. Just that the younger part of the market isn't the 40% we want to sell to. So we should, or at least a bit, look at the old people. But
okay. 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 So although we are focusing on younger people, to make it profitable,
profitable,
we still need to take in account the bit older people. Okay. Okay. Roel.
I have nothing to add.
Nothing to add. Sebastian. Yeah,
and,
great.
Different possibilities. So basically, we've decided to implement a seemingly easy design. So on the outside, it looks easy, but we can make it easy on the inside or elaborate on the inside. So that's one. Those are the choices we have to make. But I think there's a big advantage in making it more elaborate by implementing speech techniques. And
mm-hmm.
Voice recognition, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It makes it also more attractable, I think, to our audience. There are some advantages and some disadvantages, and the main advantage is that we can implement fancy techniques, which I think our customers will like. The disadvantage is that there are some concerns about the costs and things like battery lifetime, energy saving.
Yeah.
Another advantage is that the circuit board will become much more easier if we do not implement these buttons. If we just add a chip which does the voice recognition, our circuit board will become even more cheap. So
yeah, and that was a main issue, right? The board.
It was an issue, but we also thought that we already thought we should do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
And this even makes it more cheap. So
but the cheaper
the board.
The fewer buttons you can use.
No, it's it's the other way around. Yeah.
And it's very cheap to incorporate an integrated circuit. So it
shouldn't be a big issue.
Then we should just take a look at the costs.
Yes.
And
because I don't
especially
know
for the voice recognition.
Yes. I really don't know. So
no.
Okay. I'm not sure how I will determine the costs. I will have a look at it. Maybe you will get some information on that. I'm not sure how that.
I hope my personal coach will
yeah.
have a look at it.
Okay, great. Well, I think we're quite done. For now, we will have the lunch break. I don't know how long the break will be. We'll find out. Then we will have 30 minutes of time to perform our individual work. And I'm sure your personal coaches will assist you with it. I will put the minutes I just made in the project documents folder if you want to look at it. Well, just do. The interface designer, I would like to, the next meeting, I would like to receive the components concept. Roel, from you, I would like to see. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. User interface designer, Roel, I would like to see the user interface concept. And
yeah, the only problem is that it depends on the decisions Sebastian makes.
Well, it should be easy. That's what we concluded. It should be an easy interface with not so much buttons, just a volume and a program one, and yeah, some fancy lights. I think that's what we decided.
So we dropped the voice recognition?
No, we didn't. But it shouldn't be integrated. Yeah, it's of course it's user interface, but I was talking about really the design of the. No.
Can we decide next meeting?
We can decide the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll have some updated info.
Yeah. I guess all of you have updated info. I'm sure the marketing expert will receive that. You will do some trend watching. And I'm sure the market will zich aanpassen, will change, adapt. And so we will see that. Yeah. That's it for now. Any other questions, or can we have the lunch?
We can have the lunch.
Yeah, okay, good.